Welcome. This is Podcast Voice Training with your co-hosts Scott Patton and Jan Jansen. Welcome back. We're glad that you took this time out of your busy day to join us. And we talk each week about presenting, specifically how to make your podcast better and better and better. We appreciate your comments, your suggestions. We read them. Keep them coming. Visit our website at www.podcastvoicetraining.com and you'll be able to keep up to date on all our latest podcasts. So welcome, Jan. How are you doing today?
Absolutely wonderful.
Great. So we're going to be talking about one of our favorite topics today, and that's time.
Absolutely. This is a passion. It's as you probably gathered, Scott, just talking to me before this, it's one, there's a real passion around this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
not, of course, that I'm not passionate about everything else around speaking, but this one, yeah, I think there's a...
In particular. And we were discussing a pet peeve that you have, and I have to agree with you when it comes to time. And that's when the speaker is late.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think that one of the things that as speakers we really need to be aware of is that it's not the workshop fee, to me, that is the critical piece. It's my time.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me to always say to people, man, if I got to get dressed to put on makeup, it better be worthwhile because I do work out of my home office. And so for me to go out the door, for me to do everything I need to do, to go to a presentation, for example, and then whether I've paid for it or not, it really is my time. So
yeah.
When somebody just doesn't even bother showing up on time or doesn't think twice about starting late, I just, you know, right away, it's like this big black mark on their chart for me.
Right,
like they're
right.
Starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, you want to start off on the right foot, and I think being on time is really important. Mm-hmm. But there's kind of an issue around here, because what I've seen at a lot of presentations or boot camps is, you know, they say we're going to start at 8:30 or 9 or 10 or whatever it is, and you know whatever time they say they're going to start, and everybody knows that they're going to start at that time, there's usually maybe 1% or 2% of the people that show up late. So the stragglers, they sort of straggle in, right? And so the speaker seems to let those people off the hook by getting up and saying, we've just got a few more people registering, so we're just going to wait so we can all start together.
Right.
So speak to that.
To me, this is about training. You know, there's no different. To me, training my audience than it would be training a dog or training a kid. Quite frankly, I look at it that way.
Right.
So when I was doing a lot of public speaking presentations, my audience knew that I started on time. I started precisely on time every time. If you were late, you were late. So as they were driving there, they never thought, oh, that's not a problem because Jan starts late anyways.
Right.
It was Jan starts on time. And so I had very few problems with stragglers, and I didn't stop, I didn't welcome them, I didn't go back and rehash what we had covered. You're late, your problem.
Right.
Okay? And I think that it's become accepted to be fashionably late. You know, I grew up with a father,
it's
better late than never. It was if you're late, don't bother showing up. So I learned to be on time, and I think out of respect for everybody, it's important. It's important to start on time. If you start the habit of starting your presentations and workshops or seminars or whatever you're doing late, you are training people to know that.
Yeah, and then every time you take a break, people are going to straggle in late
mm-hmm.
on the break. Like it's 15 minutes, we're going to be back at 10:30. You know, at 10:35, people are still walking in the door.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're telling people, well, we're just going to wait for these stragglers again, right?
Absolutely.
And
so I have zero.
Control.
So it's what I call zero tolerance. Yeah, absolutely. I just don't do it. And as a matter of fact, if it depending on the workshop, I've seen people, and I love this, they say, listen, if you are late, you will not be allowed in until the first break because of the exercises and things that are going on.
Right.
So that really inspires people as well to get their butt in there on time, right?
Right.
So that's a big thing.
Good. All right. So start on time, folks.
Absolutely. Now, you're working through your presentation, and you have too much material.
Yes.
And that's a big one.
Actually, I was trained that if you're going to be talking for half an hour, you should have like 2 hours worth of material.
Really?
Really. So it's just like, so you never had, if you talked maybe a little bit faster, you never ran out. Not necessarily the 2 hours of material that you were going to present in the half hour, but have a lot more material in case you needed it for some reason, which now that I'm thinking about it and talking, I'm going, that's kind of one of those, huh.
Why did I do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So when I've done presentations is, And I've done them everything from 5 minutes to full days. Okay, so, you know, right. So I have had the gamut of experience here. And what I do is in the margin of my notes, I want to know exactly where I'm supposed to be. So if I know that I'm starting a presentation at 9 o'clock in the morning and my first break is going to be at 10:30, I need to know where I'm going to be.
Right.
In my notes for that break. Then where are we going to be at the lunchtime? Where are we going to be at the 2:30 break? And where do I need to be in order to do my close and do any back of the room sales? Especially if I'm going to do back of the room sales before the break for lunch or before break, I really need to allocate that kind of time.
Right.
It can't be a rush.
Yeah, and this is, you're really talking about planning out your presentation here so that you know what you're going to be doing, when you're going to be doing it, and then it flows smoothly, right?
Right. Because there are things, and that's why maybe you were trained to have more information. Because let's face it, as we talked about the other week, having audience participation, this isn't going to be as cut and dry as if you're standing up and doing a hour keynote.
Right, right.
There you should know exactly where you're going to be. However, if you're going to have audience participation, that's when your timing can be really thrown off.
Right.
So I think one of the biggest things that I learned in working with large groups was it takes time to get people moved.
Yes.
Right? So even as we discussed, you're going to say, in a moment, you know, we're going to move the chairs to the side, or we're going to move the
right.
chairs. You start moving around 100 to 1,000 to 3,000 people. It takes time. It just, there is a factor here.
Yes.
Okay, that needs to be calculated. And I know the first few times that I did it, it was like, oh my goodness, like 15 minutes later, and we're still
moving chairs.
We're still moving chairs.
Right.
So again, another way to say is we've got 60 seconds to get everybody organized.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think they have all day, they'll take all day.
Right.
If they think that there's no time limit on this, they'll dilly-daddle and they'll go put their purse to the side and then they'll go hang up their coat and then they'll stop and chat. If you say, we got 60 minutes, folks, to move the chairs and get organized. We got 60 seconds.
Right.
Okay, and they'll do it.
There's an old saying that the amount of time it takes to do the work is directly related to the amount of time there is to do the work.
Awesome. I love that one. So I think that that's a really big thing. Because if you are going to have audience participation, we definitely do encourage it because it
yes.
makes it so much more fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And the other thing is that when you do have audience participation, then you're also going to have, let's say you do bring up something and it just sort of stirs the pot. And now you've got some more feedback coming. You need to be able to take control of that timing.
Right.
So it's easy to let it go. And I remember bringing in a workshop facilitator, and she'd been very good in her keynote. Then when she came in to do a full day, it was literally 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were still going around the room doing the introduction and getting to know everybody. Well, I was beyond, like frazzled. I can't
right.
even tell you. I'm surprised
right.
I have any hair left after that one. It was wild,
right.
Scott. And people were upset.
Sure they would be upset.
And they had every right to be upset.
Yeah.
Okay? So, but she was totally into the warm and fuzzy and getting to know everybody. Just unbelievable how bad the timing was on that. It was one of those lessons that I really did learn the hard way.
Right. And I just want to sort of restate that lesson because I had a similar experience with someone who was very, very good one-on-one coaching, but did very little group coaching, right? So he would work with tons and tons of people one-on-one, and we had an opportunity for him to come in and work with a group of about 30 people. Well, it was obvious he never worked with a group of 30 people, right? Like, we're all gonna go, oh boy. And what we want to do is we want to achieve something in our time together, and when it looks like, like you said, in your situation, or in my case, half the day goes by, and you're nowhere, then it's like,
And that comes down to then, once you've done that, once you've lost people from a timing point of view, and I know this may seem really, like, why are you talking this? If you have people there who are on a schedule, I lead a very disciplined life. And so I do things at a certain time. I might maximize my time. I'm very cognizant of how I use my time. And if you, quite frankly, irritate me in any way, shape, or form around time, it is a tough one for me to get over.
Right.
It's my sort of Achilles heel. You can do lots of things, maybe there's not the bathroom's not as clean as it should be, or whatever. I can forgive that. But, you know, you mess around with my time.
Yeah, don't start on time.
I don't think I'm unusual, because it is our most precious commodity.
It's a way of showing huge respect to the audience or to the participants. I just want to interrupt for a second here, too, because we were talking a little bit about group participation and everything else and how important that is. So everybody listening to this, we'd like you to participate, too. So go to www.podcastvoicetraining.com. Leave a comment. You can go, great show, loved your show, I have a question, right? Type it in, whatever you want. And in fact, if we don't have it, we'll have it, but I'll make sure we have it. There's a phone-in number. If you don't like to type, call this number. It's on the side of the website there.
There you go.
To leave a comment. You have no excuse. We would like to have this more interactive. So we're going to be giving you homework. We're going to be asking you to participate.
There you go.
And don't wait. So if you're listening to this on your computer, do it right now. www.podcastvoicetraining.com. If you're listening to this on the beach, through your iPod or something like that, we'll let you wait until you get home.
Okay, so there's the homework. Love it. So the other thing, and the last thing I want to talk about timing, is when you hear, and we've all heard it, is when a speaker will say, well, you know what, I'm almost out of time, or I'm running out of time, or I need to be on time.
How much time do I have left?
Oh, don't even start on that one, Scott. Seriously. Whoa. How much time do I have left?
Who has a watch?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And that, to me, is so unprofessional. Because I'm your audience. Quite frankly, I don't give a hoot. You know, and I'm saying that really nicely, Scott. Okay, I don't give a hoot about your timing. That's your issue. Okay? So you bring it out in the forefront to me, again, you just lose credibility. So, you know, I just look at it. If I take a pair of pants to the seamstress to have her shorten them, I do not expect her to give me a blow-by-blow description of, you know, okay, I'm going to measure them, then I'm going to, you know, tape them, then I'm going to cut them, and then I'm going to tape them. You know, I mean, I don't care. Just give me my pants.
Right.
Charge me and let me out of here. Why would we expect a speaker to stand there and go, okay, I've got 5 minutes. I still got to do this. I've got to do that. Okay, you know, I think we've got time.
Yeah.
Do you think I care?
No.
Nope.
No. Nobody else does either.
Nobody does. And as speakers assume we do. And I have heard well-paid, top-notch speakers do this. And I go, has nobody told you we don't care? Well, I'm telling you now, we don't care.
Right.
Just be on time, end on time, and do a fabulous job in the meantime.
That's right. And if you miss, well, and that's a really good point, right? If the speaker has five things they want to talk about, right, and they only have time to get four of them in, who knows except the speaker?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, oh, those were four great things. And the speaker is going to himself, well, yeah, I should have given you the fifth one. But if you keep your mouth shut about it,
there's
a whole nother talk you can give for something else. Like the audience doesn't know what you plan to cover in your 5 minutes or your hour or your day.
Yeah.
And so you just go along like everything is fine. And if it turns out because of audience participation or whatever, and things are going really, really wonderful, and gee, I only got to three of my five major points, but everybody's happy and it's been a wonderful experience and they've learned stuff and they've moved and
now grown. Now you can do that, Scott, as long as you haven't promised that you're going to cover 5 points.
That's right.
Okay, because if you have, man, you better do those 5 points.
That's right.
And that, again, comes down to your timing, your preparation, and your planning, right? So you're fine. You can leave out material. You can cut down some of your material. But if you told me you're going to give me 5 key points, I expect 5 key points.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a key point.
It is. It's a very key point. It is. So I just also want to let people know that on my website, we have an opportunity for you to get a downloadable ebook.
Yes.
That I wrote. It's on my website. It's for sale for $27 at janjanson.com. However, as a bonus to our listeners, it is available at janjanson.com/podcast. And you can get it at absolutely no cost.
That's free.
Free. That's right. We can say that word. It won't be taken out through spam filters.
That's right.
It's free.
There are no spam filters here.
Okay. And And the response back on the book when people bought it has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it truly is. It's a culmination of 25 years of my experience as an entrepreneur, Scott. All the mistakes I did make that cost me millions of dollars.
What's the title of the book?
It's called 10 Mistakes Entrepreneurs Make That Cost Some Time and Money.
All right. So you can get that if you go to janjansen.com/podcast. You can get it downloaded for free. I'll have a link at our main website, podcastvoicetraining.com, where you'll be able to link, it'll take you directly there. Mm-hmm. Leave some comments, take a look, read the book, let us know what you think of it.
And also just to let people know, I do public speaking coaching. So if you are working on a project and you would like to go over it with someone, I work with people all over the world. So it's not like this can't be done with technology today.
That's right.
I absolutely can do that. So it is, it's something that you can definitely use my expertise.
Yeah. And we're in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we've had people from as far away as New Zealand contact us, having listened to our podcast. So we really look at the podcast as a great way to reach out to the whole world, to communicate,
And to share this great information.
And to share this great information. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Scott.
Right. Well, I'd like to, and we also like to, we're having a thank fest right now, and we'd just like to thank everybody out there who's taken the time out of their busy day to listen to this podcast, and we are on a audience participation kick, so we'd really, really like to know what you think of the podcast, if there's any comments that you've got, any questions you've got.
Absolutely. I would love to hear questions.
Yeah.
Right, because I've been doing this for so long that sometimes it's the little things that, and I'm going to be guilty of it too. So if there's something that you're going, this is a stupid question, or I can't ask this, or I don't know if they cover it, send me an email.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or leave a comment. We get all the comments, and we'll respond to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. Well, until next time, this is Scott Patton and Jan Jansen saying get out there and present.
That's right. Thanks, Scott.
Bye.